This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I talked to some family in Vietnam where they ordered them to put the helicopter pilots on LSD and then fly missions over Cambodia. That's just one little snapshot from my life. And then you add this to all the things we're talking about here and how crazy this is. It's amazing. I'm going to very briefly at the start of the next segment tell you the total end game from what the globalists themselves are saying, and I've reverse engineered it. It's happening. So whatever really is going on, it doesn't matter. The end game is the same. This is like the mystery of the universe type stuff. It's not the final mystery, but this is the heavy. This is why they don't want the show out there. That's why they're not going to attack us for what we said today. They don't touch this. How discrediting is it to talk about Jones says, you know, all these interdimensional things are happening and people see elves? Because this is their religion, bro. You get a bunch of believers together in a real church that looking for God and justice and what does God want to do is to help humanity. You get incredible power. But it's for humanity. Other people said, no, I want this over other folks. I don't want other people around me to have this discernment, too. I want the enlightenment, no one else. Then you're given the knowledge of evil. You already have the knowledge of good. The knowledge of evil. A viral system in the universe of predatory behavior, but it only lowers civilizations into collapse. It doesn't go upwards into that intergalactic waterfall, that light beam into the higher dimensions, into God and the great white throne room. The devil stands at the gate to that, trying to block us. 3 minutes left. Jan Urban, very impressive. LogosMedia.com. We'll have you back soon. Closing comments.
You know, I really appreciate you, Alex, helping me expose the left-hand path today. That's very important that people grasp what the left and the left-hand path is, that it's Satanism. Again, people need to read their Bible. Don't think that you know what it says because you haven't read it and you think we're all just idiots or, you know, conservative Christian freaks or whatnot. It exposes how the operation works. There's a reason why we all got a copy of it. And, you know, people check out the LogosMedia.com website. Check out my YouTube channel while it's still there. I recommend people download everything because who knows, they may shut down my channel after today. If I know that they shut you down, I'll try to get this show up on my channel this week as soon as I get it.
Funny you say that. Talking about Tim Cook, I got banned off stuff. It's like you talk about Rogan, you're banned everywhere. They think this is their weapon.
Absolutely right, Alex. So you know, there's a whole lot more. You know, Alan Watts, Joseph Campbell, Ken Kesey, Aleister Crowley, Carlos Castaneda, all these guys were in on it. Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs, etc. All of these guys were in on MK Ultra. You know, people need to wake up that their psychedelic heroes and the heroes of the 60s were the real central MKUltra program. The whole Manchurian Candidate thing was a limited hangout, a diversion.
And have you not found, too, at the end of the day, it's all about vampirism, feeding on children's innocence?
Pedivores, exactly right. Adrenochrome, that's what's at the top of this stuff. But, you know, we've been trying to expose this stuff for about 8 years now since I woke up.
Let me ask you this in closing. Why are they fighting so hard? Is this their offensive to overthrow reality, or is their offensive got backed off and this is their counteroffensive?
I think it's their offensive to overthrow reality. I think since I started exposing a lot of this stuff 8 years ago, they ramped it up trying to, shut this down. They ramped up Rogan and the rest of these people to promote psychedelics as heavily as they could. The Esalen Institute, MAPS, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, etc. All of that stuff they're all front organizations working for the CIA, in my opinion, as far as
well, that's
research,
on record, but I want to be clear. We're not judging anyone that's had an abortion. We're not judging anyone who's done the human sacrifice, like I have. We're not judging anyone that's taken these. We're not saying overall that's bad. I'm not. I'm saying under these people's tutelage and these cults, the last place you want to take a hallucinogen, I say you shouldn't take it, is with some damn cult that says
they've
got... Wait, what?
Do not take them.
Do not take them. Do not take them. All right, Jan Urban, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Loglessmedia.com. Stay with us. We'll be back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've now moved on from the two-year fake Russia hoax, the witch hunt, where it goes into an inquisition and they start persecuting everybody and overturning the 2016 election. Because we've been this persecuted and this targeted and set up as the straw man for the entire fall of America, the takedown of the president and our republic itself, literally, we are in the eye of the hurricane and are able to see things and know things others don't. In fact, I'm not scared of Robert Mueller III. I'm not scared of all these white shoe boy lawyers and wannabe tough guys, okay? I know I've been put in this place by God, thanks to your support and prayers, to now face this test. I fear for our children and the country and the world. This spirit of fear and this spirit of bullying from the left of the deep state, of the rogue state, and the globalist is permeating this country. This is a group of criminals, and we will defeat these terrorists. Did 3 hours and 7 minutes of radio and never plugged a product or a service once. No one in their right mind would ever do that if they want to keep their company on radio or TV afloat. But I get so obsessed with the news, I don't do it. And now I can't even find the new product ad that I actually been so busy I wrote this morning. Even though this product's 2 years in development, that's how much we put into what we bring you. And then I'm so busy, well, I already know it's the best, I spend no time promoting it. Everybody else puts, you know, a dollar or two in the supplement, and then they put all the money into marketing and profit. We don't even do that. Will you guys reprint me the new ad that I actually wrote? Because the ad they wrote this morning, or they gave me a few days ago, isn't hardcore with, you know, about what it's really doing. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, okay, here is the here it is. Thank you very much. So let me just do this right now. Now, did you hear what I just said? Mike Adams is taking over next segment. We've spent 2 years and had to pay top formulators and scientists from the top labs in the country to make what they believed was the best energy drink replacement, because energy drinks are bad on average. And, of course, we had to sign contracts that we can't say who they are, because you sure as hell can't be associated with the big evil Alex Jones. So we had the top formulator and the top natural health guru that advises the Olympic Committee, the NFL, you name it, that had to pay them a lot of money, too. And then we had other groups go double-check it. Because I said, if the average energy drink has 30 cents of product that's actually energy and a bunch of sugar and crap and no minerals or vitamins, I said, what would happen if we sold something for $50 and it had $20 of product in it? And they said, that's not even done. That's impossible. It's just not, it's not done. So you have to understand how my brain works, how I operate. That's how I operate. That's how I do all the things I do, is that I'm a game changer. And I'm not just saying that. You get next decade's news today. We change the world because other people aren't willing to do it. It's not that I'm that smart. It's that we're willing to actually go out and study what's really going on. So, 2 years of preparation, no preparation to promote it. See, you're not paying for the promotion. You're paying for the preparation. And you're paying to fund this operation. If I was just solid saying, donate to us, look at the payoff, the defeat of the globalists, the global victories, the relaunch. We are recognized by the enemy, internally and publicly, as the zenith, the detonator, the heart. Patient zero of the disease that Brian Stelter calls the populist global awakening. Well, it's not me, it's you. Activist, loving, good people of every race, color, and creed that care about justice and truth. So, I said, I want the strongest, most powerful, cleanest, healthiest system with all of the key upload enzymes in it. Because the body, it doesn't matter how much energy you drink after a while, it depletes vitamins and minerals and cofactors and key chemicals that are needed to actually get it through the blood-brain barrier, and to the cells in a healthy way without the crash. So imagine if there was an energy drink without the crash. Imagine if there was an energy drink without the toxicity and the sugar and all the garbage. Imagine if there was an energy drink that actually had everything that was really a vitamin and mineral fusion with everything else. Well, we've done it, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you right now, that it is next level. 2 years in the making, Turbo Force. Energy, the entire metabolism, alertness, and then when you read on the box, Dr. McCam shot, please. We have some B-roll, too, I think. We shot it days ago. Who knows, hell? And if you look at the back of the box, it goes into everything it's got, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got everything in there. And it's got the herbal energy blend that are all these different types of naturally occurring systems within chemicals that are naturally occurring in the plants to help upload it naturally. And it's all there. This is someone going to a bunch of top research. We went to four different groups and saying, give us your plan of the next level muscle car in natural, healthy energy. And again, Brain Force Plus is mainly a nootropic with a little bit of clean energy. People love it. This is pre-workout, ultimate pre-workout, but ultimate start your day or take it in the middle of the day. I, quite frankly, Brain Force works so good on me, I can barely take it. But I need to stay up all night, the Coast to Coast Day in, pop one at 10 o'clock at night. I'm good at midnight. I'm up all night. And then I go to sleep and don't crash from it the next day. So this complements Brain Force Plus, but this is a packet form. And quite frankly, I said make it one of the strongest out there on the market, but make it clean and make it good. Most people, I would suggest you take a quarter packet the first time you take it. Because when we got prototypes of this a few months ago in, everyone was bouncing off the walls, and we can't even believe this is legal. Bouncing off the walls. Because it has a spectrum of every natural form of caffeine there is. But stuff that has a 4-hour burn rate, a 3-hour burn rate, a 2-hour burn rate, a 1-hour burn rate. It's got all of these different enzymes that upload it, so you get a way bigger response. I think this is good, and I'm proud of it, and you'll use it responsibly. But I said, give us the most powerful, clean, healthy thing, but in this genre, and I cannot believe we even produced this. I mean, this is insane. go for us, ladies and gentlemen. You put, I think you should put a half in your water first. Why don't you get up in the morning and try this instead of your coffee? Because a lot of people are so depleted of all these vitamins and minerals and also cofactors and these enzymes that upload it, that when you've got everything that carries it, and it's not just caffeine, it's got other stuff that's natural, healthy, pick-me-ups in there. It's hard to even get into why this is so good because there's so many ingredients. I mean, there's just a ton of ingredients in this baby. A ton of ingredients. This took 2 years to develop. And it's to the moon without a rocket. So get your first run of Turbo Force 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, ladies and gentlemen. Since they're putting the 10-pack on screen, might want to put the single pack up there on screen for folks. Or people with glasses will think it costs $399. It does not. No reviews yet. $39.95 blows away everything on the planet. This is the ultimate.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams taking over for Alex Jones here on the fourth hour of today's broadcast. I've got a lot to cover over the next, 40 minutes or so. Going to, of course, bring you new analysis and some breaking headlines on the media hoax targeting those Catholic students who wore the MAGA hats. I'm going to also cover the coming potential false flag to blame Trump for the government shutdown. Some more details on that coming up. A new podcast I've put out says there's no such thing as white privilege. I'm going to give you some notes on why that's important. And also just some other news about the journal terrorism that's taking place across America today. But first, just to segue into that and kind of transitioning from what Alex said in the last segment, you know, something very interesting has happened over the last few years in terms of the quality of nutritional supplements. The quality of supplements in retail stores dominated by, you know, Whole Foods and Amazon has continued to plummet. And the quality of supplements that are sold direct by independent media formulators have continued to skyrocket. It's really quite extraordinary. I think today, if Consumer Reports did an honest review of what's actually in these nutritional supplement products and they didn't have any bias, InfoWars products would be right there near the top of the list because they are now hiring the formulators that used to formulate for the big box stores like Whole Foods or Costco, except that InfoWars is selling them at sometimes a quarter of the price that they used to sell for at retail, you know, per ingredient, per ounce of raw material. So it's really quite extraordinary. Things have just completely flipped where the best quality nutritional supplements are now coming from independent media, and it's providing a funding source to keep those media operations going. And really, nutrition is a key way to beat the globalists. If you want to free your world, you first have to free your body from disease and stress and, you know, nutritional deficiencies. And the way to do that is through good, healthy food intake, food choice, superfoods, food-based dietary supplements, and key nutraceuticals that accomplish that. I mean, I don't think I could function today without the nutrition that I take in every day. And, you know, it's now we, the independent media, we are the ones who own the laboratories. We are the ones doing the most thorough science, scrutinizing everything for heavy metals, for microbiology, for glyphosate, for pesticides, all these things, looking at nutritional potency. We are like far and away above the quality of what Amazon is selling. Amazon.com, by the way, from my experience, the products that we buy on Amazon and we test in our lab, they're mostly garbage. And a lot of them are counterfeit. The counterfeiting problem is huge on Amazon. You could probably, I mean, I don't know if InfoWars has this problem, but we've had this problem with my brand, you know, Health Ranger brand. We've had counterfeit products that other people are selling on Amazon claiming to be our products. So when you buy on Amazon, you really don't know what you're getting. Buy direct from InfoWars store if you want to get the real deal. And to know that it's good, to know it's tested. I just have to say that as an independent person. Alex didn't ask me to say that. I'm not paid to say it. I'm a food scientist. I see what's going on. I'm just sharing that news with you. Now, a couple of other really independent, unpaid plugs here, just things that have come across my radar that you need to know about. I got an email today from Defense Distributed. They have now announced their new Polymer 80 product where they now have, I guess it's a template that you put in their Ghost Gunner, and you can now use that router function to create your own Glock-like polymer handgun just using their machine, of course, you know, without a serial number. Now, it's not legal in New Jersey. I do want to mention that. New Jersey has outlawed this machine. But as far as I know, of course, check your local laws. This is legal everywhere else in the country to manufacture your own firearm for your personal use. You can't do it commercially, obviously, without a, you know, a firearms license, you know, a manufacturing license. But you can make your own firearms yourself using that defense distributed product. Polymer 80 is now available with the Ghost Gunner. That's big news as far as I'm concerned. Okay, also, a couple other things. I want to mention Fox News accidentally ran an announcement that implied that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had already died. Now, I talked about this last week on the show here, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, from the information I'm getting, is so near death, and I'm sad that she is in that state. We don't wish ill health upon anybody. We want everyone to be healthy and have a long, happy, healthy life. But she is, you know, chemotherapy is poison, and she has sadly been poisoned by the cancer industry to the point where now her immune function appears to be heavily compromised, and she has reportedly contracted pneumonia, although, of course, the other media are not, they're not covering that. But she may not be around much longer just because of the laws of physiology and you know, longevity and mortality. Now, I know that the media already knows this. Fox News knows this. CNN knows this. They are preparing the graphics to announce her passing. And if she doesn't pass soon, she will no doubt retire from the court soon. I believe that this event, the potential passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is what is accelerating the plan to terminate the Trump presidency, because the deranged, lawless left cannot stand for President Trump to have a third Supreme Court nominee. And so they are ratcheting up or accelerating dramatically calls for impeachment and plans for a political coup, as well as plans for attempted assassination of the president. I just want you to keep that in mind. Fox News said, oh, it was a mistake, but the fact that they showed that graphic tells you they are working on it because they know that her death is imminent. All right, another important story today. And by the way, in the next segment, I'm going to get into the big media hoax that's been dominating headlines today. But another point today, Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show had a really excellent article talking about how the conditions are ripe now for globalists to stage a false flag event involving air traffic control. We've seen leftists complaining that the government shutdown is causing reductions in the available crew for air traffic operations under the FAA. And also TSA are reportedly, you know, a lot of people are not showing up for work because of so-called financial hardship. By the way, if all these government workers can't survive after missing one paycheck, it makes you wonder how they're going to survive when the dollar collapses one day. But I guess that's a whole different discussion. They're going to go insane. I guess it seems like two-thirds of America can't live beyond one paycheck at this point, and government workers are no exception to that. But that's a very disturbing trend we should talk about later. But as Hodges points out correctly, if a false flag event could be staged to cause airplanes, commercial jetliners, to collide or to have a collision on a runway, or for someone to slip a bomb through the TSA security and actually bomb a plane, I wouldn't put it past the globalists to carry this out. I mean, actually look at history, you know, look at what they've done in the past. And then they could blame Trump and say, look, the government shutdown is causing people to be killed, and Trump is at fault, and this is why we have to reopen government. So don't put it past these people to stage a major false flag event involving hundreds of fatalities just so that they can control the narrative by bombing planes themselves or even causing deliberately mid-air collisions. And I know it's crazy, but they will do anything at this point to get into power. We'll be right back after this break. This is Mike Adams here on Alex Jones Show. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is
new. All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here filling in as the guest host for the rest of this hour. And in this segment, we've got to cover another take on the situation where the fake news left-wing media has become truly the enemy of the people in this deliberately false coverage of the Catholic students with the MAGA hats, who the left-wing media, of course, claimed that these students were harassing this Native American Indian. Turns out it was exactly the opposite. And I want to be clear that the left-wing media did not make an honest mistake. They did not accidentally misrepresent the facts of the situation. They deliberately wrote a false narrative in order to mislead the American public and incite violence in order to harm these American students. The left-wing media, in doing this, cements its position as the enemy of the people. I believe that we have reached a tipping point now with this story in particular, but also, the BuzzFeed fake news from a few days ago as well, We've reached a tipping point where it has become obvious to most Americans who are paying attention at this point that the left-wing media is actually intending to incite violence, intending to incite a civil war, and is functioning, frankly, as enemy combatants in a civil war that they have already started. The enemy of the people is the left-wing media, and something needs to be done under law because it is illegal to incite mob violence. That's exactly what the media is doing. They are deliberately trying to get children killed. They are trying to foment civil war. They are trying to spread violence. And they're doing this using a playbook that they have used over and over again, which is to take a video or even stage an event and then capture video and then deliberately take that video out of context and deliberately misrepresent what was said in that video. This is the same thing, essentially, what CNN did with the video of, Jim Acosta, who was slamming his hand down on the arm of that White House intern at the Trump press conference. And then when Paul Joseph Watson released that video with commentary, CNN said, oh, that video's faked. And they said it was doctored. No, that was real. What CNN has been doing with this event in Washington, D.C. is doctored. When they selectively edit and leave out the context of the fact that this Native American provocateur is the one who approached and started harassing these students, CNN leaves that out. That is doctoring video. And so, and yet at the same time, you know, the tech giants are complicit in all of this as well. Google News says the only news that they will allow you to see is the fake major media, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, all the fake news that are now functioning. They are deliberately operating as enemy combatants in order to try to incite violence in the United States of America. And we have to demand the application of law. The Department of Justice, and this message needs to get to Trump, the DOJ must begin to investigate not only the individuals on Twitter and other social media who have called for acts of violence against these students. They called for burning down the school, that Catholic school, after locking the doors, burning those students alive. They called for mass shootings against those students. These people on Twitter have called for murdering them and harvesting their organs and other grotesque things. It's insane. And yet Twitter won't even ban them. Twitter will ban you for saying that vaccines cause autism, but they won't ban you if you're a leftist demanding to burn down a school of white Catholic boys because they wore a pro-Trump hat. I mean, that's how insane things have become. But the DOJ needs to go after those individuals and also needs to go after the journo terrorists. Now, that term, journo terrorism, that's a phrase that I coined a couple of years ago. Once again, sort of ahead of the curve on these things. Now we're seeing journo terrorism in action. We are seeing it happen. These are terrorist organizations pretending to be journalists. They are deliberately inciting violence, and their goal is to cause massive hatred. Their goal is to interfere with elections, because getting people to hate Trump through false information is election meddling. Their job is to cause a civil war and cause as much chaos as possible under the Trump administration so they can claim that Trump doesn't know how to run things. This is exactly what the left-wing media is doing. And frankly, it is illegal, and it needs to be investigated. It needs to be prosecuted. They do not have First Amendment protections when they are inciting violence, mob violence, against innocent individuals by deliberately misrepresenting the events that took place. There is no First Amendment protection. This is yelling fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. This is exactly what the left-wing media is doing. And it is time, President Trump, and all of you in Washington, it is time to prosecute these journal terrorists for their acts of psychological terrorism and inciting mob violence in the United States of America. Fake news has reached a crisis point in this country, and something has to be done. If it isn't done by the lawmakers in Washington, then it's very clear that once the Civil War begins, that these fake news media outlets have placed themselves on the list of organizations that must be dismantled in order to restore law and basic civility in our country. We cannot survive as a nation when these dishonest, deliberately deceptive left-wing media outlets are allowed to carry out acts of journo terrorism without any consequences. And this is the other point here. What they're doing has so far had zero consequences. They fabricate fake sources. They lie about Trump. There are hundreds of fake news examples of what they have falsely published about Trump and Russia collusion, that entire hoax. There's so many examples, literally hundreds of examples of fake news, and there have been zero consequences for them. There are no repercussions for publishing fake news in America. In fact, the more fake news you publish on the left, the more you are celebrated, the more clicks you get, the more advertisers support your platforms. It is sickening, absolutely sickening. And this cannot go on. And in conclusion of this, we need to understand the left-wing media is not operating in good faith. They are not engaged in journalism. They are not engaged in news gathering and news reporting. They are not engaged in First Amendment activities that are protected by the First Amendment. They are engaged in fomenting violence, mob violence, against innocent individuals. And that is not protected by the First Amendment. As I said, they're yelling fire in a crowded theater. They're not operating in good faith. When a media outlet interviews Alex Jones, for example, they are not interested in finding out who Alex Jones is or what motivates him or what struggles did he go through to create this media empire that is InfoWars. They're only interested in playing gotcha. This is what they did to Representative Steve King, what was it, less than a week ago. It's about playing gotcha. They sit you down, they interview you for 3 hours, and then they pick one sentence that you may have slightly misspoken. And they use that one sentence to obliterate and destroy your career completely out of context in what you said. This is how the media operates. They are not operating in good faith. They are operating as enemies of the United States of America. They are enemies of the people. They are enemies of democracy. They are enemies of truth. All real truth from the independent media is banned, censored, maligned. All fake news narratives from the left-wing media is now labeled truth, and it's the official truth, and you are not allowed to disagree with it. And if you want, just here's a thought experiment. Imagine with the situation in Washington where this Native American man was harassing these students and beating a drum in their faces. And the media said, the bad people are the students. Now imagine if the roles were reversed. What if a group of white students wearing Make America Great Again hats were beating drums in the faces of Native American Indians? Imagine that scene for a moment. White students beating drums in the faces of Native American Indians. What do you think the narrative would be from the left-wing media? It would be, oh, the white students are harassing the Indians. So the white students are apparently wrong and bad no matter what they do, because the media is racist, the media is dishonest, the media is run by a bunch of bigots, and they have no good faith whatsoever in covering news that's important for you to know. They are the enemy of the people. They're the enemy of America. And ultimately, they have to be completely dismantled and stopped from destroying our nation from within. Much more straight ahead. We'll be back after this break.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make
make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, kicking off the final segment for today. Thanks for joining me. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones. Just a hilarious comment here. Starbucks is now selling nitrogen-infused coffee. They call it Nitro Cold Brew. And apparently Starbucks customers don't know anything about the atmosphere or chemistry, or they would know that the atmosphere that you are breathing is 78% nitrogen. And so people are paying extra for this so-called nitrogen-infused coffee, which is nothing more than air blown through your coffee. And Starbucks claims that it makes the coffee taste better and have a smoother texture. Well, guess what? Nitrogen is inert. It's an inert gas, which is why we use it in our laboratory, in our triple quad mass spec instruments, and as a dry down air. It's totally inert. It does not interact with almost any molecule. So Starbucks is committing massive scientific fraud to market a product that just has air blown through it. And the Starbucks customers actually believe that. That's how incredibly illiterate they are when it comes to science. It's like, it's just incredible. Like selling you nitrogen in your coffee would be like, I don't know, the power company charging you for sunlight or something. You can get it for free. It's everywhere. Just inhale. You've got nitrogen. Go for it. It's like, but they attack InfoWars for selling nutrition products while Starbucks is selling you the same nitrogen that you can get for free by simply breathing. It's unreal. Now, moving on to more serious topics, I think the media owes America a national apology, and that's what I'm calling for today. Not only a national apology over this fake news hoax surrounding the Catholic students and the Native American Indian guy in Washington, D.C. And by the way, that guy has a history of being a provocateur. This isn't the first time he's done this. It's a pattern that he has. He goes in and he harasses people, and then he flips the script and lies about them. And of course, he has a complicit media to go along with him to magnify his deception, because it happens to fit the narrative that the left-wing media wants. But in doing that, what they're actually demonstrating is the incredible racism and bigotry on the left, that they target students for being white. They target students who are just standing there smiling. And apparently that's a hate crime now in America, to stand there smiling. It's just unreal. But the media owes America a national apology. Not only just this story, but on the entire Russia collusion hoax. CNN, New York Times, Washington Post especially, they all should come out. And of course, they'll never do this, but they need to come out and say that they lied to America. They know they did. They fabricated fake sources. They made up false narratives. They took things out of context on purpose. They have been running a psyop on America since day one, well, since Trump was elected, and they're going to continue to do it as long as they can get away with it. Now, going along with them, of course, is Twitter, Google News, Facebook, and other tech giants. Here's a headline from the Gateway Pundit. Los Angeles DJ calls for Covington Catholic School to be burned down with kids locked inside, and Twitter says he didn't violate the rules. So Twitter says that in their view, it's okay to call for the mass murder of white students because they're white, to burn them to death in a school. Twitter says that's fine. But my God, if you say you love America or you want border protection, that's racist. So wait a second. So burning white students alive in their own school is perfectly acceptable? But saying you love your country and you want to defend your borders, that's hate? I mean, give me a break here. Isn't real hate speech saying that you want to murder unborn babies? That's hating babies. That's hating human beings. If you are murdering babies in partial birth abortions, that's hate speech. But no, the tech giants say it's actually hateful if you say that abortion is bad. That's hateful. That's somehow wrong to say that human lives matter. This is how twisted the tech giants have become. They are complicit in this. They are part of this assault on our culture. They're part of this assault on life. And it goes to so many different levels. You know, the Counterthink episode that I broadcast yesterday on InfoWars was entitled How to Spot a Demon. And it talked about how to identify people who are truly possessed by demonic influences. That is really the root cause of so many of the problems we're seeing. I got to say, not all of the people, even so-called people that you're seeing operating in the left, in the left-wing media, they're not all, you know, how do I say this correctly? They're not all human. They are answering to demonic possession and demonic spirits and evil spirits, and they pray to Satan, and they conduct these weird seances, and they love child sacrifice. This is why they're pro-abortion. They love murdering life, using it to give them some kind of weird, dark, twisted power that they use over the entire world. This is a spiritual battle as much as it is a political battle and a culture war. Along those lines, I've just published a new podcast called There's No Such Thing as White Privilege. And I really encourage you to listen to that podcast. It's on Brighteon.com, of course, but you can get to it from the National News homepage on the right column there. And in this podcast, I explain that, you know, we all want to live in a world where people are judged by the merit, the content of who they are. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. said, I want my daughter to grow up in a world where we're judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. You know, Martin Luther King today would be considered a conservative, absolutely a conservative, a cultural conservative, because he believed in a merit-based society. And that's what I'm saying in my podcast. We want a merit-based society where people are not hated or punished or given extra bonuses based on the color of their skin, where every person has to earn their position, whether it's an admission into a university, a job position, or, you know, any other government position, something like that. You need to earn your way there. But instead today, we don't have white privilege. We have minority privilege. We have white punishment. You are punished for being white. You are targeted for being white, as we just found out over the weekend with these Catholic students who were harassed and vilified and death threatened because they were white. How's that white privilege? That's actually being punished for being white. The privilege was enjoyed by the Native American provocateur slash crisis actor guy. He got all the privilege to say anything he wanted and to lie and to deceive and to control the media without any fact-checking about what he claimed, because he was lying the entire time. This is, you're watching minority privilege, not white privilege. White people are punished in this society. And I say that as someone, by the way, whose wife is an immigrant. And myself, I am, according to my ancestors, I'm about 10% Native American myself. So, you know, you can't put me in the same box. I'm a diverse person as well. But as a diverse person, I believe in a merit-based society. I run a large organization. You know, I employ over 100 people. And I don't judge people by the color of their skin. I don't fire or hire people based on what they look like on the outside. I hire and fire based on their performance and who they are on the inside, their dedication, their courage, their intelligence, their honesty. And this is exactly what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke about. And so if we are to celebrate Martin Luther King today, which I think it's a great idea to celebrate those ideals, we should be celebrating a merit-based society, a meritocracy. And that is the opposite of what the radical left wants for America. They want to play victims. They want to punish you for the way you were born. This is the same group that used to say that gay people are born gay and you shouldn't punish them for the way they were born. But now they say white people are born white and they're demons and devils and they have to be punished for a lifetime because of the way they were born and the color of their skin. The bigotry is from the Democrats. The bigotry is from the left. We are now living in a society of minority privilege, where the minority class, the victim class, is running hate campaigns against people based on the color of their skin. That's how twisted things have become. This is far from the society that Dr. Martin Luther King laid out for us, the society of fairness and real justice, a society of honoring the divinity of every human being. We are so far from that now. We are in this twisted, dark underworld of bigotry and hatred pushed by the left, while they claim to have a monopoly on all facts and a monopoly on all news, and claim that this report or any other report that you get from Natural News or InfoWars, they claim that's false, when we are the only ones telling the truth. The left-wing media lies by default. Even Scott Adams found that out lately. He got duped temporarily by this story about this, and he apologized to the students of the Catholic school. He got duped. Even Scott Adams was just reminded, never believe the left-wing media by default. Never believe them, because they lie by default. That is what they do. Their job is to destroy America. Their job is to destroy this country. Their job is to incite hatred and violence, and they're going to get people killed. And when someone gets killed from this, I hope to God that the Trump administration prosecutes those journal terrorists for inciting mob violence and being part of that violence being committed against people based on the color of their skin. These are hate crimes, essentially. There you go. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams for the Alex Jones Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We're bringing back one of the